Divine Mercy, the second Sunday of Easter, the last part of our octave for great days from Jesus' resurrection. And I'd like to speak this morning about some of the history for Divine Mercy, then move into the Gospel of John that we listened. So first, a little bit of history of Poland. Poland, it's been a country that's been beaten for many centuries. I'm thinking today about the 1930s, a little bit after World War I, and the beginning with Nazism from Germany that are pushing into even Poland. There are two very important people in Poland. The first is a sister, Sister Faustina. Sister Faustina was a nun, she was uneducated, and she was in a convent. Their name was the Congregation of Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy. Again, in Poland. She began with the vision of Mother Mary. It's not a story, it's not a hoax, it's not fake. Saint Faustina was listening to our Mother Mary. The second person is a young man. His name was Karol Wojtyła. He was working in a quarry, getting to work in a brutal country in Poland, and his workers actually let him be quiet off of work so that he could read and pray. He was actually in the underground to studying in a seminary. In the underground. Okay, go forward into the 2000s. Here, Sister Faustina was canonized. He was canonized by a name you do know, Pope John Paul II. In the 30s, Karol Wojtyła and Sister Faustina were living a couple miles away. In 2002, now Saint John Paul named our second weekend of Easter of Divine Mercy. I mean, think about that. Our church has been here for almost 2,000 years, and it's only been the 14 years that we've had Divine Mercy as the weekend after the Easter that Jesus showed his resurrection. And this was what he said when he made Divine Mercy, quote, "This is the happiest day of my life." Let's listen from our Gospel of John, this day of Divine Mercy. Here in the Gospel of John, Jesus, quote, "showed them his hands and his side." Think of the painting or the image of Jesus Christ in mercy. His hands out with rays of two colors, blue or a bright white with blue, which we think of water. The red, red for death, or his blood, which we learn today after he was dying, was we read the Gospels that the Roman soldiers pierced his heart, and what came out was the water and blood. And we see now is the blue for baptism, our sacrament. Every one of you have been baptized. The only ones that haven't, please come. Or if it's a little baby, come to baptism. It gets you into our family. It gets us out of original sin, and it puts the Spirit in your soul. And the second color on the Jesus Christ vision was the red, which shows us the Eucharistic, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. You can receive this every day of the week. You can come every day for adoration, to pray with the adoration of Jesus' body. And there's a third sacrament I'd like to share. The Gospel of John says, in quote, Jesus told his apostles, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain are retained." Now, he was talking to his apostles after he died and arose again. Now, I'd like you to think, just please consider in your mind, a person that you love that has passed away. And they came back into a life to walk to see you. What would that be for you? I know for me, it would be my Grandma Betty. What I would do, I would grab her, pick her up, hug her, cry, and then sit down and start this recording. Grab a pencil. Listen to every word she said to me. What did Jesus told his apostles? He was talking to the first priests. He allowed them to forgive sins in confession. That's the third sacrament that we're thinking today. Confession. It'll take you 5 minutes. You'll be forgiven from everything, and you'll receive mercy. This weekend is powerful. This divine mercy, this year of mercy of Pope Francis. Read our bulletin of an article. Look at the painting over the hall Aquinas. Or on the cover of our bulletin with the same picture. Listen to a book of St. Faustina, or listen to a CD from Lighthouse of Mercy. It's unreal. This great year of mercy, you get love, you get compassion, you get empathy, you get forgiveness, you get grace, you get gifts. Accept them. They are free. They are from God. They're from Jesus Christ after his resurrection and is risen from the dead. And that's how our Catholic works. They're from a mother, a sister, and a brother. Now St. Faustina and St. John Paul II. The God, our Savior. And that's how our family rolls on.